Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here with Senator Tim Kennedy. Senator, this new legislation that you are proposing is going to track a website that's going to track potholes in Western New York and or New York State, I guess, in general. What is this going to do for drivers so that they can, and residents, so they can possibly notify the right authorities to work on these potholes?
Yeah, you got it. This week, I was able to pass a piece of legislation that I sponsored that helps drivers combat pothole problems. And quite frankly, it deals with figuring out how they can avoid them in the first place. There's already a pothole hotline. It's 1-800-POTHOLE. And drivers can call the Department of Transportation with reports of potholes on state highways, but it's not in law. And so oftentimes when that's the case, the hotlines aren't properly maintained. So the bill that I passed this week ensures that the 1-800-POTHOLE number is properly maintained, but what it also does is it requires that the Department of Transportation develops an online portal where drivers can report potholes they've encountered, monitor the status of the repairs, and stay informed of significant potholes that should be avoided entirely before they head out on the road in the first place. And because so much of what we do nowadays is connected with the virtual world, we need to ensure that drivers have these tools online as well to connect them to prioritize road repairs and make sure that the Department of Transportation is keeping with technology and is brought into the 21st century.
So this is going to be great for notifying the DOT on knowing that there's a pothole there, but how do you feel about the way that that it's currently being handled? Because it seems like you hear that they're working on this and they're working on this road and they're working on this road, but there's so many really just terrible roads, it seems like, they're out there that it's hard to get to all of them. So what do you think, you know, of course this bill is going to, you know, help them be notified of potholes that they may not know about, but what about the fact that maybe they just aren't being able to get to as many roads as they can?
Yeah, I think the important thing here is that this online tool will bring the Department of Transportation into the 21st century, and it will allow real-time access to not only the roads that need proper maintenance, but it will also create government accountability because it will allow for individuals who make the report, whether it's through the 1-800-POTHOLE hotline or it's through the online portal to the government, to actually see in real time when these repairs are done. It permits drivers to receive alerts when a pothole has been fixed. So individuals will be notified when that pothole that they actually recognized and made sure that the Department of Transportation was aware of gets fixed. So it is a holistic way, and quite frankly, a way to take advantage of the technology that we have before us to make life a little bit easier for those that use state thoroughfares.
You also says that you sponsor a bill that is going to possibly make New York State more liable for damages to cars, and it's currently right now,
yes,
they're liable for the summer months, but during the winter months they're not. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so and just to close on that other piece, the bill that we passed in the Senate this week, creating the online portal and the 1-800-POTHOLE notification number by law, is also in the Assembly. It has an Assembly sponsor, and it's got momentum. So we're hopeful that that will be passed through the Assembly in the next week and signed into law by the governor ultimately. The second bill that you mentioned is a bill dealing with state liability, and because our laws in the state of New York as it pertains to our roads and state thoroughfares are so outdated, New York State is actually shielded from responsibility for car damage caused by state roads during the winter months. So the bill I have in place that we're hoping is passed before the end of this legislative session will ensure that New York State has to properly maintain its roads in our community in Western New York that has these very harsh winters, but also when the roads aren't properly maintained, that the state is liable for any car damage that happens in those winter months. Because the laws are so antiquated in the state of New York, actually going back to 1936, the state is shielded from liability. So what my bill will ultimately do is ensure that if someone receives damage to their vehicle on a road that's not properly maintained during the winter months that we know are some of the harshest winters in all of the Northeast United States, that the state of New York will ultimately be liable and will have to be held accountable for that lack of maintenance on those roads.
Just to go back to the pothole tracking website, how do you feel about this? I think you already mentioned it, but the fact that, you know, residents are going to be able to keep updated on the potholes that are being fixed. Do you think that that's an important part of keeping residents a part of the conversation so they feel that they're not left out? Because it's a situation where, oh, I can notify the right of people that there's a pothole, but how am I going to know when it's going to get fixed, or is it ever going to get fixed, or, you know, has it been fixed?
That's right. With the 1-800 pothole hotline that will be created by law, and with the online portal that will allow real-time communication between residents of the state of New York and the state government to make sure that these roads are properly maintained, it will allow real-time access, and it will allow individuals to communicate in real-time, whether it's online or in other ways, with the Department of Transportation and the Thruway Authority when these repairs are completed.
I know you said it, that there's the findings that were found by the National Transport Research Group that a lot of the roads in Buffalo are very poor and mediocre. You know, the county comptroller, Stefan Mihailu, even said that he thinks it's like a third world country in some parts. I mean, you can say, yes, it's the weather, but how, from being a senator from here, from Buffalo, it must not feel good to be knowing that you can put in this legislation, but the fact is that the people know around Buffalo that roads are just not as good as they could be.
Right. That's why these initiatives are so urgent. The report released by TRIP said that the roads in our community in particular cost individuals hundreds of dollars in vehicle repairs, fuel costs, and lost time caused by congestion-related delays. So it's imperative that our government steps up and does its part. And part of that is ensuring that when these roads and bridges are not maintained properly, that the state is held accountable and that they're liable for the costs that are incurred by taxpayers in damage to their vehicle on these roads that aren't properly maintained. And unfortunately, because the laws are so outdated in the state of New York, the state is not liable for damage suffered as a result of defects in state roads during the winter months from November 15th until May 1st. So in other words, if a vehicle suffers damage on a state road during the winter, the State Department of Transportation or the Thruway Authority isn't liable for those damages. And so drivers are forced to pay out of their own pocket for damages that are no fault of their own, and quite frankly are the fault of a lack of maintenance from the state authorities that should be taking care of it in the first place. So it's high time that the state gets with the times, ensures that our roads and our bridges are maintained properly, and if they're not, that they're held accountable. And quite frankly, I believe that this will ensure that those individuals that are maintaining our roads and bridges in our community through the state, that they're then motivated to do the right thing and to act with expedience as they should be.
So will this website also be tracking all roads, local and county, or will it just be state roads?
This is specific to New York State roads.
So it's just going to be focusing on state roads.
Yes, under the Department of Transportation's jurisdiction, the New York State Thruway Authority's jurisdiction, and other state roads, that is how this law is written to ensure that the state is held accountable for the roads and bridges that they maintain, so that if there is a defect, if there is a pothole, and they are notified about it, that it can be repaired in very short order.
So now,
and the individual who notified the state about it can receive information when that defect or that pothole has been fixed.
So for county roads, and this is also another thing Mihailo said, that maybe Erie County should maybe make up its own website too. They should hop up on this train and also be aboard this, so that county roads are being monitored the same way. I know it's something really not in your jurisdiction, but how do you feel about that? That maybe that's something that Erie County should be looking into.
Absolutely. Look, I think the reporting methodology used at every level of government needs to be updated. It needs to make it easy and simple for the travelers and for especially the taxpayers that are already feeling the cost of maintenance. And if some part of our community isn't properly maintained, it should be very simple for someone to notify the proper municipality on where that defect or pothole is and get it fixed as quickly as possible.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.